The fair maiden is swept off her feet by Prince Charming, and the two go riding off into the sunset together. A familiar scenario from fairy tales and films, but how many of us actually buy into that fantasy? According to a recent study on relationships, quite a few.
We're inundated with these messages of happily ever after and finding the one. It's in every song, it's in every movie.
You're meant for me.
Love the one you're with, or wait for your soulmate to come along? That's the question posed by Renee Franiuk, assistant professor of psychology at the UW-Stevens Point. She says the beliefs formed before couples even begin dating may influence how the romance ultimately plays out. Mostly thanks to Hollywood, this idealistic notion that everyone has a perfect other half just waiting to be found is fairly common, especially in young people.
Single people in their 20s really want to believe the soulmate theory and really are looking for that one right person.
I definitely think there are certain people that are meant to be in your life.
Sarah, 22, says she'll wait as long as it takes. She does, however, acknowledge that as she ages, her definition of a soulmate might be subject to change.
And sometimes you think early on in life the things that would make a person a soulmate are completely different than what you think 10 years down the road because you have different values.
Franiuk's research found roughly 50% of young adults embrace the soulmate theory. That's compared to only 15% who think effort is more important than compatibility. 28-year-old Eric falls into that category. For him, the success of a relationship has little to do with destiny and a whole lot to do with acceptance and maturity.
I think that a lot of times it really depends on how ready a person is to find love or whatever. A lot of it has to do with being ready to accept other people's flaws as well as the stuff that's good about them. And so it's really a question of at what point you are at a certain stage in your life that you meet someone at a similar stage. And then after that, you're going to grow as well, too. It's a question of whether or not you're going to grow together or grow separately.
And that decision, Franiuk says, all comes down to whether or not you think you've found the one. Those convinced they've linked up with their perfect mate are far more likely to fight for the relationship than are those who think they're merely settling for something less. Franiuk says soulmate theorists will go to great lengths to protect their partner's image, even if they have to stretch the truth.
We find they engage in all these sort of cognitive distortions, you know, making their partner better, seem better than they actually are, or downplaying their partner's faults to make their partner look good to them when they think it's their soulmate. Whether that's a good or a bad thing, we don't know. You know, maybe it's a very good thing that the soulmate theorists are doing this. It keeps them in these relationships that they want to be in.
23-year-old Teresa is single and works part-time at a local coffee house. While she doesn't spend a lot of time worrying about whether or not she'll find her soulmate, she does find the concept somewhat limiting. With over 6 billion people on the planet, she says chances are slim to none that she'd actually hook up with her ideal match. She favors a more realistic approach. Besides, she adds, what could be the harm of increasing the odds just a little?
So I think there's one perfect person for everyone in the entire world.
Well, I'm not going to go so far as to say as I think there's a million different possibilities, but I think there's a few. I want to say maybe around 5, we'll say. Around 5. We've got one for each major continent.
Whether you think that magic number is 1, a million, or somewhere in between, Franiuk says almost no one will disagree that living happily ever after takes a lot of effort. Making love last, not just as soulmates, but as life mates. That, she says, is when the real work begins. Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.